this country strong and trying to ride everything that we've done. But we won't change our mind.
This song is by Pleasure. It's entitled Only You. They're addressing the fact that there's so much hatred in our country that is very problematic, and they're encouraging us to allow love to grow in us so that we can stop the hate. My heart needed to be rearranged with love as number one. Wow, I like that. He decided that he was going to start with himself. I want you all to be paying attention to the words of the song as we feature this going into and coming out of our breaks. Only You. All right, here we go. This is, I guess you could say, I'm tempted to call this a pop quiz, although I kind of feel like maybe that's not the right way to word it. Maybe it's not a pop quiz. Let's just say it's a quiz. Well, let's just say it's a test. No grade will be given this time. With the quizzes, we give the grades. No grades this time. We're just going to test. All right, so here we go. I'm going to time you, though. I'm only going to give you about a minute to think about each of these and give me your answer. Sometimes, you know, we feel like resting. But here's the thing. Moving is good for our backs. WebMD also lets us know that exercises for the lower back pain can actually strengthen the back, stomach, and leg muscles. They help support our spines, and as a result, they relieve back pain. So, as I've mentioned so frequently, it's a good idea to ask your healthcare professional before doing any exercise, including those for back pain. And depending on the cause and the intensity of your pain, some exercises may not be recommended. So here we go. I want to ask you, this is the first exercise I want to ask you about. Toe touches. So here's the question. Are toe touches good for dealing with back pain? That's your clock. Timing you. I said I'm going to give you a minute. Let me give you 30 seconds instead. No, let me give you 15 seconds instead. Yeah, I don't want you to think about it too long. All right, so toe touches. Are toe touches good for relieving back pain? Here's the thing. Any mild discomfort felt at the start of exercises should disappear as the muscles become stronger. But if pain is more than mild and lasts more than 15 minutes during exercise, you should stop exercising and contact a doctor. Some exercises may actually aggravate pain. Standing toe touches put greater stress on the discs and the ligaments in your spine. They can also overstretch lower back muscles and hamstrings. So as it turns out, ladies and gentlemen, one of the stretching exercises that for a long, long time I have not enjoyed doing for that very reason is not good for the back. Toe touches, standing toe touches. I had stopped doing that some years ago because I noticed that they were really causing problems for my back. It was hurting. And I used to wonder, am I the only one who experiences pain in the back when we do toe touches? Well, didn't matter to me if I was the only one or not. I knew I experienced pain, so I stopped doing standing toe touches. Yes. In fact, I don't often do sitting down toe touches. Same effect. So for the same reason, I wouldn't do it. All right, here's the next one. Crunches. Are crunches good for the back? 15 seconds. All right, what'd you come up with? All right, check this out. Partial crunches can help strengthen your back and stomach muscles. Partial crunches. So lie with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. Cross your arms over your chest or put your hands behind your neck. Tighten your stomach muscles and then raise your shoulders off the floor. Breathe out as you raise your shoulders. Don't lead with your elbows and don't use your arms to pull your neck off the floor. Hold that for a second, then slowly lower your body back down. Repeat that 8 to 12 times, and proper form prevents excessive stress on your lower back. Your feet, your tailbone, and lower back should remain in contact with the mat at all times. In order for it to be a partial crunch, your feet, tailbone, and lower back should remain in contact with the mat at all times. I want to give you another reason not to pull your neck off the floor. That's bad for your neck. Yes, when your hands are behind your neck and you're pulling the neck, that's bad for your neck. So if it's difficult for you to do that partial crunch without pulling your neck, if your hands are locked behind your neck, go ahead and put your hand, fold your arms across your chest. You should be getting the same benefit, but without the stress on the neck. Okay, here we go. Sit-ups. You know, decades ago, before we really heard anything about crunches, before the word crunches was even part of exercise vocabulary, we did sit-ups, sit-ups, sit-ups. Are they good or bad for the back? 15 seconds. Now, how many of you jumped down on the floor and started doing some sit-ups just so you could get a feel, literally a feel, for what was happening with your back while doing sit-ups? All right, so what is the verdict? Are sit-ups good or bad for the back? Well, here's the thing. Sit-ups can strengthen the core or the abdominal muscles, but most people tend to use muscles in the hips when doing sit-ups. And as it turns out, sit-ups may put a lot of pressure on the discs in your spine. How many of you have done sit-ups before, even if it was a long, long time ago? And as you think back on it, you're recalling, hey, you know what? I do remember that after a while, I did begin to feel some pain in my back when I did sit-ups. It was not unusual. It wasn't unique to you. Sit-ups can cause some problems for the back. All right.